The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Divine Comedy is an epic poem written by Dante Alighieri between 1308 and 1321. It is widely considered to be one of the greatest works of world literature. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. The poem follows Dante as he travels through the three realms of the afterlife: hell, purgatory, and heaven. In Inferno, Dante travels through the nine circles of hell, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. He encounters various sinners and witnesses their punishments. He also meets several historical figures, including Pope Celestine V and his predecessor Boniface VIII. At the end of Inferno, Dante and Virgil reach the center of hell, where Satan is found. In Purgatorio, Dante ascends Mount Purgatory, guided by the Roman poet Statius. He meets various souls who are being purified of their sins. He also meets several historical figures, including Pope Adrian V and his predecessor Celestine V. At the end of Purgatorio, Dante and Statius reach the earthly paradise, where Dante is reunited with his beloved Beatrice. In Paradiso, Dante is guided by Beatrice as he ascends through the nine spheres of heaven. He meets various souls who have achieved salvation and witnesses the glory of God. He also meets several historical figures, including Pope Boniface VIII and his predecessor Celestine V. At the end of Paradiso, Dante and Beatrice reach the Empyrean, where they witness the ultimate glory of God. The Divine Comedy is a timeless classic that has inspired countless writers and artists throughout the centuries. It is a powerful and moving work that speaks to the human condition and our search for meaning and redemption. It is a must-read for anyone interested in literature, philosophy, and religion. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Divine Comedy is an epic poem written by Dante Alighieri in the 14th century. It is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. The poem follows Dante as he travels through the afterlife, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. The Divine Comedy is an epic poem written by Dante Alighieri in the 14th century. It is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. The poem follows Dante as he travels through the afterlife, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. Inferno is the first part of the poem, and it is set in hell. Dante travels through the nine circles of hell, encountering various sinners and learning about the consequences of their sins. Purgatorio is the second part of the poem, and it is set on the mountain of Purgatory. Dante ascends the mountain, encountering various souls who are being purified of their sins. Paradiso is the third and final part of the poem, and it is set in heaven. Dante travels through the nine spheres of heaven, encountering various souls who have achieved salvation. Throughout the poem, Dante is guided by Virgil, who serves as a moral compass and a source of wisdom. The Divine Comedy is a timeless classic that has been studied and admired for centuries. It is a powerful and thought-provoking work that explores the nature of sin, redemption, and salvation. It is also a vivid and imaginative journey through the afterlife, filled with vivid imagery and powerful symbolism. The poem is a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire readers to this day. Main idea number 2. The Inferno is the first part of the Divine Comedy and is set in hell. It is divided into nine circles, each of which contains sinners who are punished for their sins. Dante encounters many famous figures from classical mythology and literature as he travels through hell. The Inferno is the first part of the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. It is set in hell and is divided into nine circles, each of which contains sinners who are punished for their sins. As Dante travels through hell, he encounters many famous figures from classical mythology and literature. These figures include Charon, the ferryman of the river Acheron, Minos, the judge of the underworld, and Cerberus, the three-headed dog who guards the entrance to the underworld. The punishments in hell are tailored to the sins of the sinners. For example, Those who committed violence are immersed in boiling blood, while those who committed fraud are encased in ice. Dante also encounters the souls of famous figures such as Virgil, Homer, and Ovid, who serve as guides and mentors to him on his journey. The Inferno is a vivid and powerful depiction of hell and its inhabitants. It serves as a warning to readers of the consequences of sin and a reminder of the importance of living a virtuous life. Dante's vivid descriptions of hell and its punishments have made The Inferno one of the most famous works of literature in the world. Main idea number 3. Purgatorio is the second part of the Divine Comedy and is set on the mountain of Purgatory. It is divided into 7 terraces, each of which contains souls who are being purified of their sins. Dante meets many famous figures from the Bible and classical literature as he travels through Purgatory. Purgatorio is the second part of the Divine Comedy and is set on the mountain of Purgatory. It is divided into 7 terraces, each of which contains souls who are being purified of their sins. As Dante ascends the mountain, he meets many famous figures from the Bible and classical literature. These figures are being punished for their sins, but they are also being purified and made ready to enter heaven. On each terrace, Dante encounters a different type of sin and learns about the consequences of these sins. He also learns about the power of repentance and the importance of living a virtuous life. As Dante progresses through Purgatorio, he is guided by Virgil, who helps him to understand the spiritual journey he is undertaking. By the end of the journey, Dante has gained a greater understanding of the nature of sin and the power of redemption. Throughout Purgatorio, Dante is presented with a variety of moral dilemmas and is forced to confront his own sins. He is also presented with a variety of examples of how to live a virtuous life. As Dante progresses through Purgatorio, he is able to gain a greater understanding of the nature of sin and the power of redemption. By the end of the journey, Dante has gained a greater understanding of the nature of sin and the power of redemption. He has also gained a greater appreciation for the importance of living a virtuous life and the power of repentance. Main idea number 4. Paradiso is the third and final part of the Divine Comedy and is set in heaven. It is divided into 9 spheres, each of which contains souls who have achieved salvation. Dante meets many famous figures from the Bible and classical literature as he travels through heaven. Paradiso is the third and final part of the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. It is set in heaven and is divided into 9 spheres, each of which contains souls who have achieved salvation. As Dante travels through heaven, he meets many famous figures from the Bible and classical literature. He also encounters allegorical figures such as Beatrice, who serves as his guide and mentor. Dante's journey through heaven is filled with spiritual revelations and insights into the nature of God and the afterlife. Along the way, he learns about the power of love and the importance of faith. By the end of his journey, Dante has gained a greater understanding of the divine and a newfound appreciation for the beauty of heaven. The 9 spheres of heaven are arranged in a hierarchical order, with the highest sphere being the Empyrean, which is the home of God. Each sphere is associated with a particular virtue, such as faith, hope, and charity. As Dante ascends through the spheres, he is able to gain a greater understanding of the divine and the nature of the afterlife. He also learns about the power of love and the importance of faith. By the end of his journey, Dante has gained a newfound appreciation for the beauty of heaven and a greater understanding of the divine. Main idea number 5. The Divine Comedy is an allegorical poem, with each part representing a different stage of the soul's journey toward salvation. The poem is also a moral and political commentary on the state of the church and society in Dante's time. The Divine Comedy is an allegorical poem written by Dante Alighieri in the early 14th century. It is divided into 3 parts, each representing a different stage of the soul's journey toward salvation. The first part, Inferno, is a journey through the 9 circles of hell, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. The second part, Purgatorio, is a journey through the 7 terraces of Purgatory, guided by the Roman poet Statius. The third part, Paradiso, is a journey through the 9 celestial spheres of heaven, guided by Beatrice, a figure from Dante's real life. The Divine Comedy is not only a spiritual journey, but also a moral and political commentary on the state of the church and society in Dante's time. Dante uses the poem to criticize the corruption and decadence of the church, and to call for a return to the spiritual values of Christianity. He also uses the poem to criticize the political and social divisions of his time, and to call for a unified Italy. The Divine Comedy is a timeless classic, and its themes and messages are still relevant today. It is a powerful reminder of the importance of faith, morality, and justice, and of the need to strive for a better world. Main idea number 6. The poem is written in the vernacular Italian of Dante's time, rather than the Latin used by most writers of the period. This makes the poem accessible to a wider audience and allows Dante to express his ideas more clearly. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is written in the vernacular Italian of Dante's time, rather than the Latin used by most writers of the period. This choice of language allows Dante to express his ideas more clearly and makes the poem accessible to a wider audience. By writing in the vernacular, Dante is able to capture the nuances of everyday life and the emotions of his characters in a way that Latin could not. He is also able to use the language to create vivid imagery and to convey complex philosophical ideas. The use of the vernacular also allows Dante to create a unique poetic style that is both lyrical and powerful. The use of the vernacular also allows Dante to create a unique poetic style that is both lyrical and powerful. By writing in the vernacular, Dante is able to capture the nuances of everyday life and the emotions of his characters in a way that Latin could not. He is also able to use the language to create vivid imagery and to convey complex philosophical ideas. The poem is a masterpiece of literature, and its use of the vernacular Italian of Dante's time is a major factor in its success. Main idea number 7. The Divine Comedy is a work of great literary merit, with its vivid imagery and complex symbolism. It is also a work of great philosophical and theological depth, exploring the nature of sin, redemption, and the afterlife. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great literary merit, with its vivid imagery and complex symbolism. It is a timeless classic that has captivated readers for centuries. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Each part is a journey through the afterlife, with Dante as the protagonist. Along the way, he encounters various characters and learns about the nature of sin, redemption, and the afterlife. The poem is filled with vivid descriptions of the different realms of the afterlife, as well as complex symbolism that conveys the spiritual journey of the protagonist. The Divine Comedy is a work of great philosophical and theological depth, exploring the nature of sin, redemption, and the afterlife. It is a timeless masterpiece that has inspired generations of readers and continues to be a source of inspiration and contemplation. Main idea number 8. The poem is structured around the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. These virtues are represented by the three characters of Virgil, Beatrice, and Saint Bernard. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is structured around the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. These virtues are represented by the three characters of Virgil, Beatrice, and Saint Bernard. Virgil, the Roman poet, is a symbol of faith, as he guides Dante through the underworld and purgatory. Beatrice, Dante's beloved, is a symbol of hope, as she guides him through the heavens. Finally, Saint Bernard is a symbol of love, as he helps Dante ascend to the highest level of heaven. Each of these characters represents a different aspect of the spiritual journey, and together they form a powerful representation of the three theological virtues. The poem is a journey of spiritual growth and transformation, and the three characters serve as guides and mentors for Dante. Virgil helps Dante understand the consequences of sin and the importance of repentance. Beatrice helps him understand the beauty of divine love and the joy of salvation. Finally, Saint Bernard helps him understand the power of faith and the importance of trusting in God. Through their guidance, Dante is able to ascend to the highest level of heaven and gain a deeper understanding of the spiritual life. The three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love are essential for a life of spiritual growth and transformation. Through the characters of Virgil, Beatrice, and Saint Bernard, Dante is able to explore these virtues and gain a deeper understanding of the spiritual life. The Divine Comedy is a powerful representation of the importance of faith, hope, and love in the spiritual journey. Main idea number 9. The poem is divided into cantos, with each canto focusing on a particular theme or idea. Dante uses a variety of literary devices, such as alliteration, assonance, and rhyme, to create a sense of unity in structure. The poem is divided into cantos, each of which focuses on a particular theme or idea. Dante uses a variety of literary devices to create a sense of unity and structure. Alliteration, assonance, and rhyme are all employed to create a sense of rhythm and flow throughout the poem. The use of these devices helps to create a sense of continuity and cohesion, allowing the reader to follow the narrative more easily. Additionally, Dante often uses symbolism and allegory to convey his message, making the poem more meaningful and powerful. By using these devices, Dante is able to create a vivid and engaging narrative that is both entertaining and thought-provoking. The Divine Comedy is a masterpiece of literature, and Dante's use of literary devices helps to make it so. By using alliteration, assonance, and rhyme, Dante is able to create a sense of rhythm and flow throughout the poem. Additionally, his use of symbolism and allegory helps to convey his message in a powerful and meaningful way. By employing these devices, Dante is able to create a vivid and engaging narrative that is both entertaining and thought-provoking. Main idea number 10. The Divine Comedy is a work of great spiritual significance, with its exploration of the afterlife and its emphasis on the importance of repentance and redemption. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great spiritual significance. It is an epic poem that follows Dante's journey through the afterlife, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. Along the way, Dante encounters various levels of heaven and hell, and learns about the importance of repentance and redemption. He also meets a variety of characters, both good and evil, who help him to understand the spiritual journey he is undertaking. The poem is a powerful exploration of the afterlife and its implications for the living, and it serves as a reminder of the importance of living a moral life. The Divine Comedy is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. In Inferno, Dante travels through the 9 circles of hell, encountering various sinners and learning about the consequences of their actions. Purgatorio follows Dante's ascent up the mountain of Purgatory, where he meets souls who are being purified of their sins. Finally, in Paradiso, Dante ascends to the highest level of heaven, where he meets God and is granted a vision of the afterlife. Throughout the poem, Dante is guided by Virgil, who serves as a moral compass and helps him to understand the spiritual journey he is undertaking. The Divine Comedy is a timeless work of literature that has been studied and admired for centuries. Its exploration of the afterlife and its emphasis on the importance of repentance and redemption make it a work of great spiritual significance. It serves as a reminder of the importance of living a moral life and of the consequences of our actions. The poem is a powerful reminder of the importance of faith and of the power of redemption. Main idea number 11. The poem is also a work of great political significance, with its criticism of the church and its condemnation of the political corruption of Dante's time. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great political significance. It is a scathing criticism of the church and its practices, as well as a condemnation of the political corruption of Dante's time. Dante's poem is a powerful indictment of the church's hypocrisy and its failure to live up to its own ideals. He also criticizes the political leaders of his day, who he saw as corrupt and self-serving. Dante's poem is a call to action, urging people to take a stand against injustice and to fight for a better world. It is a timeless reminder of the importance of standing up for what is right and of the power of the written word to effect change. Main idea number 12. The poem is a work of great moral significance, with its exploration of the nature of sin and its emphasis on the importance of justice and mercy. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great moral significance. It explores the nature of sin and its consequences, emphasizing the importance of justice and mercy. Dante's journey through hell, purgatory, and heaven serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of sin and the need for repentance. He also emphasizes the importance of justice and mercy, showing how they can be used to bring about redemption and salvation. The poem is a timeless reminder of the power of faith and the need to strive for a better world. The poem is also a powerful exploration of the human condition. Dante's journey through the afterlife serves as a metaphor for the journey of life, with its struggles and temptations. He shows how the choices we make can lead us to either heaven or hell, and how our actions can have far-reaching consequences. The poem is a reminder of the importance of making wise choices and of striving for a better world. The Divine Comedy is a timeless work of literature that speaks to the human condition and the importance of justice and mercy. It is a powerful reminder of the consequences of sin and the need for repentance. It is also a reminder of the power of faith and the need to strive for a better world. Dante's poem is a timeless work of moral significance that speaks to the human condition and the importance of justice and mercy. Main idea number 13. The poem is a work of great aesthetic significance, with its vivid imagery and complex symbolism. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great aesthetic significance. Through its vivid imagery and complex symbolism, Dante paints a vivid picture of the afterlife and the journey of the soul. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Each part is filled with vivid descriptions of the different realms of the afterlife, as well as the characters and creatures that inhabit them. Dante's use of symbolism and allegory to convey his message is particularly striking, as he uses the characters and creatures to represent different aspects of the human condition. The poem is also filled with moral lessons, as Dante uses the characters and creatures to illustrate the consequences of sin and the rewards of virtue. In this way, Dante's poem is a timeless work of art that speaks to the human condition and the journey of the soul. The poem is also a work of great literary merit. Dante's use of language is masterful, as he creates a vivid and poetic landscape that is both beautiful and haunting. His use of imagery and symbolism is also remarkable, as he uses them to convey his message in a powerful and meaningful way. The poem is also filled with moral lessons, as Dante uses the characters and creatures to illustrate the consequences of sin and the rewards of virtue. In this way, Dante's poem is a timeless work of art that speaks to the human condition and the journey of the soul. The poem is also a work of great philosophical significance. Dante's use of allegory and symbolism to convey his message is particularly striking, as he uses the characters and creatures to represent different aspects of the human condition. Through his use of imagery and symbolism, Dante is able to explore the nature of good and evil, as well as the consequences of sin and the rewards of virtue. In this way, Dante's poem is a timeless work of art that speaks to the human condition and the journey of the soul. Main idea number 14. The poem is a work of great historical significance, with its references to classical mythology and literature. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great historical significance. It is a three-part epic poem written in the 14th century, and is widely considered to be one of the greatest works of literature of all time. The poem is a journey through the afterlife, and is filled with references to classical mythology and literature. Dante's use of allegory and symbolism to explore the spiritual journey of the soul has been a source of inspiration for many writers and artists throughout the centuries. The poem is also a powerful commentary on the political and religious issues of the time, and is a testament to the power of literature to shape and influence culture. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Each part is a journey through a different realm of the afterlife, and each is filled with vivid imagery and symbolism. Dante's use of language is masterful, and his descriptions of the various realms of the afterlife are both beautiful and terrifying. He also uses the poem to explore the nature of sin and redemption, and to examine the consequences of human actions. The poem is a timeless classic, and its themes and messages are still relevant today. The Divine Comedy is a work of great historical significance, and its influence on literature and culture is undeniable. It is a powerful and timeless work of art, and its exploration of the spiritual journey of the soul is both profound and inspiring. Dante's use of allegory and symbolism to explore the afterlife has been a source of inspiration for many writers and artists throughout the centuries, and its themes and messages are still relevant today. Main idea number 15. The poem is a work of great psychological significance, with its exploration of the human condition and its emphasis on the importance of self-knowledge. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great psychological significance. It explores the human condition and emphasizes the importance of self-knowledge. Through its vivid imagery and powerful symbolism, Dante paints a vivid picture of the spiritual journey of the soul. He takes us on a journey through the three realms of the afterlife, hell, purgatory, and heaven. Along the way, he reveals the consequences of sin and the rewards of virtue. He also shows us the power of faith and the importance of repentance. The poem is a powerful exploration of the human psyche and its struggles. Dante's characters are complex and multifaceted, and their stories are filled with moral lessons. He shows us the consequences of our actions and the importance of making wise choices. He also reveals the power of love and the importance of understanding our own motivations. Through his vivid descriptions, Dante encourages us to reflect on our own lives and to strive for a deeper understanding of ourselves. The poem is a timeless classic that has inspired generations of readers. Its psychological insights are still relevant today, and its message of self-knowledge and understanding is as important now as it was when it was written. Dante's work is a powerful reminder of the importance of self-reflection and the power of faith. It is a timeless reminder of the importance of understanding our own motivations and striving for a deeper understanding of ourselves. Main idea number 16. The poem is a work of great philosophical significance, with its exploration of the nature of truth and its emphasis on the importance of reason. The poem The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great philosophical significance. It explores the nature of truth and emphasizes the importance of reason. Dante's poem is a journey through the afterlife, with the protagonist, Dante, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. Along the way, Dante encounters various characters and learns lessons about morality, faith, and the consequences of sin. He also encounters various allegorical figures, such as the personifications of justice and fortune, which represent the forces of good and evil in the world. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. In Inferno, Dante descends into hell and encounters the souls of the damned. In Purgatorio, he ascends the mountain of Purgatory and encounters the souls of the repentant. In Paradiso, he ascends to heaven and encounters the souls of the blessed. Through these three parts, Dante explores the nature of truth and the importance of reason. He also examines the consequences of sin and the power of faith. The poem is a powerful exploration of the human condition and the power of faith. It is a timeless work of literature that has inspired generations of readers. Dante's exploration of truth and reason is a reminder of the importance of using our minds to seek knowledge and understanding. His poem is a reminder that we must use our reason to make sense of the world and to make wise decisions. Main idea number 17. The poem is a work of great theological significance, with its exploration of the nature of God and its emphasis on the importance of faith. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great theological significance. It explores the nature of God and the importance of faith in a way that is both profound and poetic. The poem is divided into three parts: Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. Each part is a journey through the afterlife, with Dante as the protagonist. In Inferno, Dante descends into hell and encounters the souls of the damned. In Purgatorio, he ascends the mountain of Purgatory and meets the souls of the repentant. Finally, in Paradiso, he ascends to heaven and encounters the souls of the blessed. Throughout the poem, Dante is guided by the Roman poet Virgil and Beatrice, a symbol of divine love. The poem is filled with theological symbolism and imagery. Dante's journey through the afterlife is a metaphor for the spiritual journey of the soul. He encounters various figures from the Bible and classical mythology, and his conversations with them reveal his understanding of the nature of God and the importance of faith. The poem is also a meditation on the nature of sin and redemption, and the consequences of our actions in life. Ultimately, Dante's journey is a quest for salvation, and the poem serves as a reminder of the power of faith and the importance of living a virtuous life. Main idea number 18. The poem is a work of great literary significance, with its use of language and its exploration of the power of poetry. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great literary significance. Through its use of language, Dante creates a vivid and powerful narrative that explores the power of poetry. He uses a variety of poetic techniques, such as alliteration, assonance, and rhyme, to create a vivid and captivating story. The poem is also filled with symbolism and allegory, which adds to its complexity and depth. Dante's exploration of the power of poetry is particularly evident in his use of imagery and metaphor. He uses these devices to create a vivid and powerful picture of the afterlife, and to explore the themes of love, faith, and redemption. The poem is a timeless classic, and its influence can be seen in many works of literature and art. It is a testament to Dante's genius and skill as a poet, and its lasting impact on the world of literature is undeniable. Main idea number 19. The poem is a work of great cultural significance, with its exploration of the Italian culture and its influence on the literature of the period. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a work of great cultural significance. It is an exploration of the Italian culture and its influence on the literature of the period. The poem is a journey through the afterlife, with Dante as the protagonist. He is guided by the Roman poet Virgil, and together they traverse the nine circles of hell, purgatory, and heaven. Along the way, Dante encounters a variety of characters, from the damned to the blessed, and learns about the consequences of sin and the rewards of virtue. The poem is also a reflection on the political and religious climate of the time. Dante's journey is a metaphor for the struggles of the Italian people, and the poem is a commentary on the corruption and injustice of the ruling classes. Dante's vision of the afterlife is a powerful reminder of the importance of morality and justice in society. The Divine Comedy is a timeless work of literature, and its influence can still be seen in modern works. Its exploration of the Italian culture and its impact on the literature of the period is a testament to its enduring legacy. The poem is a powerful reminder of the importance of morality and justice in society, and its message is as relevant today as it was when it was written. Main idea number 20. The poem is a work of great universal significance, with its exploration of the human condition and its emphasis on the importance of love and compassion. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri is a timeless work of great universal significance. It explores the human condition, delving into the depths of the soul and the heights of the spirit. Through its vivid imagery and poetic language, Dante paints a vivid picture of the journey of life, from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. He emphasizes the importance of love and compassion, and the need to strive for a higher purpose in life. The poem is a powerful reminder of the fragility of life and the need to cherish every moment. It is a timeless reminder of the power of love and the importance of striving for a higher purpose in life. The poem is a powerful reminder of the importance of love and compassion in our lives. Dante emphasizes the need to be kind and generous to others, and to strive for a higher purpose in life. He also emphasizes the need to be mindful of our actions and to strive for a life of virtue. The poem is a reminder that life is precious and that we should strive to make the most of it. It is a reminder that we should strive to be kind and compassionate to others, and to strive for a higher purpose in life. The Divine Comedy is a timeless work of great universal significance. It is a reminder of the power of love and the importance of striving for a higher purpose in life. It is a reminder that life is precious and that we should strive to make the most of it. Through its vivid imagery and poetic language, Dante paints a vivid picture of the journey of life, from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. It is a timeless reminder of the power of love and the importance of striving for a higher purpose in life.